countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on this silsila, Life of the Chosen One. Where, as you know, we are discussing the blessed biography, the seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we get into that, I urge you, myself included, to make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Subhanallah azza wa jal. You also make those good intentions that I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whatever I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. So make these good intentions and any other good intentions that come to your mind. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits, so many blessings for those fortunate Muslims who recite Durood-e Paak, who recite salawat and salutations upon the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a summary of a narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that decorate your gatherings by reciting salat, by reciting durood upon me. This durood will be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, a recap of the first hijrah. We all know what is the hijrah. It is the great migration which took place from Makkah Sharif to Madina Sharif. And this marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And in that first year, after the hijrah, after the migration, what transpired? So a recap of this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss. The very first masjid of Islam was constructed in this year, which is the first year after the hijrah. And this was called Masjid Al-Quba, subhanallah. And the place that it was constructed at was called Quba. For those fortunate Muslims who have been for Hajj, for Umrah, who have made ziyarat of the different blessed places, you may have visited this masjid as well, because it is still existing. It is a huge and a beautiful masjid and very Islamically historical, a sacred site indeed. If you haven't, and if you are going to that site, to Makkah, Madina Sharif, inshallah Azawajal, do visit it. A lot of blessings are there. So this was the first masjid built, and the land that it was chosen to be built upon was chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself helped in the construction of this beautiful masjid. And there is reference in the glorious Quran to this masjid as well. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى تقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين.
Translation. Indeed, the masjid whose foundation has been laid on righteousness from the very first day is worthy that you may stand in it. In it are those who desire to be well purified, and Allah loves the pure.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, whilst the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was working with the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, his blessed companions, to construct the masjid, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was carrying heavy stones, and the Sahaba ikram, they would insist and they would plead with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leave this to us. You perhaps can do something else. Let us construct the masjid. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. After a period of 14 to 24 days, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then proceeded to Medina Sharif. And that day was a day of Jumu'ah, subhanallah. Do you know Jumu'ah? Jumu'ah is called Sayyidul Ayyam, the master, the leader of all the days. It is an Eid for the believers, for the Muslims. In fact, Dawati Islami, the publications department of Dawati Islami, Maktabatul Madina, has released a booklet authored by the founder of Dawud Islami, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri, Dam Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, entitled Blessings of Jumu'ah. Do obtain this book or download it for free from dawudislami.net, and you will see so many blessings of Jumu'ah itself, so much of wealthy information regarding the blessed day of Jumu'ah. Anyways, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proceeds to Medina Sharif. And the people, they become overjoyed. They become so happy that they form two rows, two lines, from Quba right to Medina Sharif in order to welcome the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in order to welcome the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, that I would the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just entering Medina Sharif, the little children, in fact, and others, they were chanting and they were singing the famous Tala'a al-Badru alayna, subhanallah. And this is to welcome the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so impressed, was so happy with their demonstration of joy and happiness and hospitality in welcoming him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, tell me, my dear children, do you really love me? And all together they said, indeed we do love you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in extreme happiness, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then smiled and said, indeed, I also love you. Subhanallah. Imagine what a sight that would have been. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the foundation of Iman. We are believers. We believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. We believe in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the glorious Quran. We believe in all the beliefs of Islam, the fundamental beliefs of Islam. But remember, our foundation of our iman, of our belief, is love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this is missing, then there is a problem with our iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman, protect the iman of our children and our families. May Allah Azza wa Jal put that true love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Sayyidina Bar'a bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, he says that the happiness and the nur, the refulgence and the light which prevailed over Medina Sharif when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, it was never experienced before, and neither shall it ever be experienced or generated by any other person. Subhanallah. Now, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Medina Sharif, what do you think happens? All the tribes of the Ansar, they gather and they want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay by their home. Allahu Akbar. Do you know who the Ansar are? The Ansar means helpers, and they are the residents of Medina Sharif. And those who were the residents of Makkah Sharif and migrated to Medina Sharif,
They are called Muhajirun or Muhajireen, those who have migrated. And they are all Sahaba-i-Kiram, all companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember, every single Sahabi, every single companion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a Qat'i Jannati. Categorically, without doubt, they will enter Jannah, they will enter Paradise. So all these tribes, all the people, they want Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to stay at their home in Medina Sharif. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he holds the reins of his camel and he requested the people that I'm going to leave the reins now of my camel and wherever Allah Azza wa Jal guides her to go, that is where I will stay. And what happens? The blessed camel of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes its way to the home of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we speak, his blessed mazar, his mausoleum, his blessed shrine is in Turkey. And we should also make intention, if we are there or we know people who are there, to visit this blessed shrine, this blessed mazar of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at whose home the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stayed. By the permission granted by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, imagine how extremely overjoyed he was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is staying at my home. He goes, he takes off whatever luggage is on or whatever possessions are on the back of the camel of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he enters his home. Thereafter, it was decided that in order to facilitate convenience for the visitors who are coming to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay at the bottom floor or on the ground floor and Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be at the top. Also, in this first year of the Hijrah, or after the migration, a great personality accepts Islam. And he is none other than Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was he? He was the most learned person amongst the Jews, amongst the Yahud in Medina Sharif. And he says that when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina Sharif from the migration, the Hijrah, he became surrounded by visitors and well-wishers. At that time, I too had gone to see him. And when I saw his blessed face, that was enough for me to conclude that he is not an imposter, that he is a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says, O people, spread peace, feed others, be polite to your family, and pray during the night whilst others are fast asleep. He says that I was so impressed by the beauty and the handsomeness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his akhlaq, his character, his mannerism, his manners of speech, that I immediately embraced Islam. Subhanallah. This acceptance of Islam by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a major incident because he was the most learned amongst the Jews, the Yahud of Medina Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once sent two of his servants, Sayyidina Zayd bin Harith and Sayyidina Abu Rafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, with 500 dirhams and two camels to go to Makkah Sharif and to bring his family from there to Medina Sharif. Amongst these who came back was the Queen of Jannah, the Queen of Paradise, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyida Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. It is mentioned that shortly in the first year of the Hijrah, the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi was undertaken. And this became necessary because there was no place for the believers, for the Muslimin, that they could perform their salah with the jama'ah in congregation. There was a piece of land which was owned by Banu Najjar. And this appealed to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he approached them and he told them his intention of buying the property and making it into a masjid. So they had mentioned that we will give this land to have a masjid constructed and we don't want any money for it. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward us as its payment. The land was owned by two orphans. And because of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them to discuss a transaction. They asked for no money, but nevertheless, they were paid by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using the money of the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This land, it had some ruins, it had some trees. These were ordered to be removed in order for the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi, the Masjid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to start the construction of this. The Masjid was a true reflection of simplicity because the walls were made with half-baked bricks and date tree trunks were used as the pillars for this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would lift those bricks with his blessed hands and put them into place. In one corner was a veranda, and this was called Sufa. It was being built using date tree branches as a roof. And those Sahaba, those companions, Alihu Ridwan, who did not have any belongings, who did not have any home, they would live there, only to become known as the Ashabi Sufa, subhanAllah. In fact, today, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you and bless myself and all the believers to make the ziyarah of Medina Sharif, to go for Hajj, to go for Umrah, to visit Medina Sharif, to perform Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, to stand in the Garden of Jannah, Riyadul Jannah, one of the gardens of Jannah, to observe and to make ziyarah of the Sufa as well, this elevated place which is there in Masjid al-Nabawi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also constructed apartments, very simple apartments and homes which were adjoined to the Masjid for the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. It is mentioned that they were so low that if one had to stretch himself, he could actually touch the roof. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also constructed homes near Masjid al-Nabawi for the Muhajirun, for those who migrated. Can you imagine? They left Makkah Sharif, their birthplace, their homeland, their motherland. They left their belongings, they left their families, they left their wealth, their businesses. And they migrated for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. They migrated for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here in Medina Sharif, they don't have any home. They don't have any source of income. They don't have any family. They are sort of strangers. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took care of their needs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ensured that they had a roof over their head. Ensured that they had some kind of income. They had food to eat. They had access to clean and pure water. The first Ansari to offer his land to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift was Sayyidina Harith bin Nu'man radiyallahu anhu, upon which the homes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's purified wives were then built. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made nikah and married Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, before the hijrah, before the migration. And she only began to live with him in the first year after the hijrah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a walima to the people with a bowl of milk. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when our sons and daughters or brothers and sisters get married, and when we have the walima, a walima is a very great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we invite family and we give them a meal, a feast, but we should not show extravagance. There should not be any wastage. With israf, wastage is not liked by Allah Azza wa Jal, is not liked by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep it simple. Be amongst those who live practically simple lives. This is what our deen teaches us. No extravagance, no luxuries. But if you can afford it without wastage, what Allah Azza wa Jal has granted, make the best use of that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in the first year after the migration, the hijrah, the adhan, which we know today, which we hear today, was introduced. After the completion of Masjid al-Nabawi, there was no way to call the believers to the masjid in order that the congregation or the jama'ah can be established. Some people had advised, why not light a fire? So people could see that there is a fire lit and this is the time of a salah. Others had mentioned to do other methods, but this was not considered because it was imitation of other nations, of other religions. One Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in fact it is mentioned that a Sahabi, radiyallahu anhu, had dreamt of the adhan. And he had informed the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, even the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had dreamt of it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, he also had dreamt of it, the wordings of the adhan, what we have today. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs him that teach Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu the wordings of the adhan, as he has a more powerful and a louder voice. And in those days, there was no mic system, there was no amplifiers. So Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became the first muazzin of Islam, subhanallah. The Ansar and the Muhajireen, or the Muhajirun. The Ansar, they were more into farming. And the Muhajirun, they were more into business, the commercial field. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to put unity amongst these two groups, in order to show practically the brotherhood of Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls different Ansar. Remember, they were residents of Medina Sharif. And he would unite them with a Muhajir. You an Ansari, this is your Muhajir brother. Take him, look after him. Make sure he is settled and he's comfortable in Medina Sharif. Subhanallah. The Ansar, they would take the Muhajirun Sahaba, those who have migrated, to their homes. And do you know, they would gather all their belongings and make it into half and say, this is my half, that is your half. Some of the Muhajir Sahaba, they would say, just show me the place to the marketplace. I will open up a business and I will continue my life. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In this manner, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this unity, the seed of unity was fostered and was planted by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this unity was fostered and planted by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, they worked together in order to build Islam in Medina Sharif. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, thus far we have been informed of what transpired after the first year of the migration. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will continue in upcoming episodes as well. I do hope that you have taken down some notes, and I would urge you to please get involved in the Madani activities of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami wants to bring this kind of unity and brotherhood amongst the believers, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, do join us on the next episode of the silsila, Life of the Chosen One. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.